This is Talk Nerdy to Me, and I am your host, Troy Stegner, and I have a special treat for you guys today. I have a World Wrestling Entertainment Miss WrestleMania, two-time Slammy Award winner, and two-time Best Non-Wrestler winner from Wrestling Observer Newsletter. But that's not the coolest part. She's also a local girl from El Paso, Texas. I'm speaking of Vicky Guerrero. Welcome, Vicky.
Excuse me, guys. Good afternoon. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
It's good here. We didn't get the bad weather everybody on the East Coast is getting. So.
Yeah, I got a little cold here in Houston, but that was it. We're not minus 50, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, here 70 degrees is cold to us now. So.
Oh, I used to live up there, so I miss the weather.
Let's go all the way back to the beginning with little Vicky on the streets of El Paso. How did you get into wrestling?
Well, I got into wrestling after I started dating Eddie. I had no interest in wrestling when I was growing up through high school. My brothers were wrestling fans, but of course I was into the cheerleading and dance teams. After I dated Eddie for about 8 months, I started watching wrestling because that's all he watched on TV. And his family was very much into the wrestling business. So I had no choice. Either I joined the club or I left it. And I ended up joining the club. So I became a wrestling fan and started loving it, you know, by heart because Eddie's family, which is the famous Guerreros, promoted and lived and trained and, you know, just was 100% into the wrestling industry. So, of course, it grew on me.
Yeah, for those who aren't from this area, the Guerrero wrestling name is huge in El Paso. They're iconic.
Yes, very much so. Eddie's dad, Gory, was a promoter, and so all his brothers were involved with the wrestling business.
So how did you go from being a cheerleader on the sidelines watching wrestling to being an active participant?
Well, I didn't become active until 2004. So by this time, me and Eddie were already married 15 years. You know, we already had two daughters. Eddie was traveling and making a name for himself. And our decision was for me to stay home and raise our two girls while he, you know, worked the wrestling circuit. And it wasn't until Rey Mysterio and Eddie were involved in WWE with the child custody of Dominic. And at that point, they decided to bring in the family members, which was Rey's wife, Angie, their son, Dominic, and of course, me and my two girls. And we were involved with it on TV. And that's when I was pretty much pushed into it and said, you need to do this. So, you know, performing in front of crowds wasn't new to me. I was not nervous, and the girls were great at acting whenever it was needed to be done. So we fell in love with it, you know, being in front of the WWE universe.
I don't know if you can tell me or not, but how much of it is scripted and how much did they let you guys ad lib?
It was scripted about 99%.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
And then you had 1% to maybe be a little creative, but for the most part, we followed a script and a timeline of how they wanted things to pan out during the, I guess it's probably a good 6 months of the storyline.
Right. You went from, like you said, being just there as the family to you actually have wrestled a few times. So how did you make that jump from side of the ring to in the ring?
Well, let's see. Eddie passed away in 2005. Of course, the child custody storyline was before that. That happened in 2004. Eddie passed away in November of 2005. I kind of went away for a year just taking care of the girls. And WWE called me about, you know, 6 months later and asked if I wanted to be a part of some storylines that they wanted to have Eddie's name still promoted and help some of the guys on TV to get their storylines a little more popular. And I said, yes, but y'all know that I don't do this. And I wasn't sure how good I was going to be because it's some big shoes to fill. And they said, okay, well, let's try this, you know, for 2 months. So I went on and did some promos. I worked with, you know, Chris Benoit, Rey Mysterio, Chris Jericho, and it 2 months ended up being a year, and then a year turned into 10 years. And that's how I started my career. And through my role with WWE, I was a general manager for Raw and SmackDown. I managed some great names in the business, like Edge and Dolph Ziggler. And during those times, with me being in control and being the villain, I had paybacks, which meant I had to be in a match against people that I made their life miserable, and they got their receipt on me. So I did have to wrestle and run away a few times.
did you like playing the villain role, or would you have rather been one of the good guys?
I love being a bad guy. I tried being, you know, the good guy, which they call a baby in the wrestling industry. And it was okay, but it's not as fun as getting the crowd fired up and upset at me. And I guess I took from Eddie's footsteps, and I love being the villain.
And you do it well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So now you've gone from being on the sidelines to in the ring, and then Vince McMahon asked you to be the general manager of SmackDown, like you mentioned. How did that come about? What made him look at you as somebody to be general manager of one of his big...
You know, I'm not sure what made them trust me to have such a big role on the show. But I believed in myself so much that I accepted the opportunity. I think with my role being a cougar, dating the younger guys, I was able to go into the match and cheat for them and kind of sway, you know, the decision to have them win their matches. And, you know, there was so much at stake with me having these championship matches for the guys that I think they saw that I was able to kind of run the show, and it was a fun time. I mean, it was such a great time to manipulate so many superstars on the roster and to, you know, either give or take their opportunities at my discretion. And it was just a lot of fun, and I enjoyed the spotlight, so to speak. And I had a lot of opportunities to do promos and to work with celebrities such as Hugh Jackman and the Muppets and Dwayne the Rock Johnson. It just really gave me a chance to make my name, you know, bigger on the screen. And everything they gave me, I took it at being humbled and grateful at it.
Yeah, you know you've made it when you work with the Muppets or been on The Simpsons. Those are the two.
Yeah, I almost took Miss Piggy down. I know that was really serious. So I had to like really check myself at times. But it was a lot of fun times, and you know, it just they gave me a lot of just great opportunities to be able to have fun on the show.
Lately, the past couple of years, you've not done as many events until the big one, Evolution, the all-female superstars pay-per-view.
That's right. Yeah. That was a great mark in history.
Is there going to be more of the divas wrestling now?
Well, in January of last year, we had the first Women's Royal Rumble, which I was a part of. And then, of course, Evolution happened in October, which was the all-female pay-per-view. You know, if they invite me back to be part of another momentous, you know, occasion for the women's division, I gladly accept. I'm always excited to go back to WWE and, you know, be a part of whatever it is that they're creating at the moment. So I always say yes. It's always fun to go back and see everyone and to be a part of the entertainment.
It's there's a really tight camaraderie there with all the wrestlers.
It is, you know, it's our second family. You know, we say that because when you are traveling with WWE, you see them more than you do your own family. So you become pretty close, and you gain a lot of friendships, and it's, you know, you take care of each other, and it's something that we take seriously on the road.
Okay. Hypothetical. If Vince McMahon calls you up and asks you to take over the Divas division, what's your answer?
Absolutely. I would say, where's my ticket? I'm packed and ready to go.
All right. For my last question, this is the hard-hitting journalism. We asked this of all of our interviewees. So you might need to think long and hard about this one.
Cake, oh, man.
Pie?
Okay.
So do you prefer cake or pie?
Cake.
Oh, quick answer. Cake.
Yes.
All right, there you guys have it. She is a cake aficionado, so when you come to see her at any local con, you can bring her a piece of cake.
Absolutely. Red velvet is my favorite.
You guys heard it. Red velvet.
Okay. Was there anything that you would like to plug that you're doing?
Yeah, you know, right now I just recently acquired a new agent for my acting. I'm represented by Paige Parks, and now I'm looking at the new journey of being a part of commercials, sitcoms, TV, and film. So I think being with WWE for so long and working with a camera, it gave me the itch to try this new adventure. And so I just got signed on about 2 weeks ago, and I'm excited to be able to pursue this career of acting and see where this leads me. So, you know, with my hometown of El Paso, Texas, and all the south regions of the United States, I know that I can depend on my fans to just support me whenever they see me in a commercial or sitcom. So I'm just honored that I have such a great loyal fan base, you know, to be able to support me in my projects.
That is exciting. A lot of wrestlers have made that jump from the ring to the big screen. So I have my fingers crossed for you.
Thank you. Let's see where it leads me.
I envision only good things in your future.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And once again, I'd like to just thank you for doing the interview with me today.
Well, thank you, Troy. I appreciate it. And I can't wait to see all of y'all in El Paso, Texas.
Yep. In April, El Paso Comic-Con 2019. Ms. Guerrero will be there.
That's right. See y'all soon. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or EVE? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?